Tuesday, February 14th at 1:03. Members of the board are present. Media has been notified. We need a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Public comment on agenda items? Yes, sir.
First off, I'd like to thank you guys for working over the weekend and getting this straightened out. Appreciate it. The other thing is, can you give us any information at all on item number six or not?
As of yesterday, I guess I didn't really even know what direction our closed session would be going, and then, well, from Saturday to Monday. And I was going to, a couple of things I wanted to go through. You know, you all know that we did get the permits from the tribe for the 30-day temporary opening. And first of all, I understand the frustration that people have had. I've had several phone calls, you know, where we don't give information and what they're looking for. So actually, we have four other claims that are against us right now by individual property owners, which is fine. I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent about that. So with those claims, we'll try to be as open and transparent as we can, but with some of that information or board discussion while we're in closed session, we can't really say anything about, because we're in litigation with it. Yeah. And also then second, probably be prepared for future closed sessions, especially when we're meeting with the tribe. What I'm gonna wind up doing is we'll probably open our meetings here and then adjourn into closed session and then go to the tribal building for the closed sessions. And then we'll come back here, come back into open session and announce any actions that we take. The reason being for that, and I've been advised on this quite some time ago, they have a banishment law with the tribe, which is fine, they can do that. But with the town under the state open meetings law, those people, if they were banished from the tribe, they could actually come to the town hall, being that it's town property and not tribal property. So we have to be careful of that. Somebody could make a complaint against us. That's the reason for opening it here, going over there, and then coming back. And then third was, at one of the meetings, it was suggested we contact Vilas County Emergency Management, which I did. I wrote them a letter. I did get a call back from Jerry Burkett, the Vilas County Board Chairman. He got my letter. He is going to be sending me in writing a response to that. And it was a positive conversation that I had with him, and what he did say is that they're willing to help us in any way that they can. So those were the things that I had. And then as for this closed session, if there is any information that comes out of it from, you know, board members who might know something or the attorney, yes, we're going to try to be as open and transparent as we can
afterwards
and give out any information that we can. So, yes, Darwin.
Is there any plan right now? Previous to this, it was hard for the town board to sit at the same table as the tribe. I understand that there were some times you went over there and even couldn't get in to see anybody at in earlier discussions. What has changed since this 90-day lapse where we can get in and out to make sure that all the parties will get together at the same table, not that one refuses or the other one refuses, or how do we know that you three entities are going to get together?
I guess, you know, with them issuing the permits and the statement that they have made that they do want to get together and meet, when I yesterday morning, 9 o'clock, I took the check over to President Johnson, and had a short discussion with him, and hopefully we can schedule a meeting as soon as possible. They had requested or required that I fill out one of their meeting to, for the town to request, yeah, meeting request to be on the agenda for the council meeting. I filled that out, I put in the next available council date that we could make with their notice requirements. We emailed that over, I hand-delivered it, and then they sent an email back saying that they will be scheduling a special meeting for it. I don't have a date for that yet, we haven't heard from them.
And I understand that Bridget Hubie could not attend that meeting or any meetings without the tribe having their council there, unless they allowed it. So, and if their council is Andrew Adams, does he have to come from Minnesota for Bridget to come up to be at the meeting?
Typically, those types of scenarios, one entity will not be represented by legal without having the other entity represented by legal, and if they both participate by Zoom, that's called participation, or if they both show in attendance, that's participation. But any organization will not have legal representation without the other on that. So that, and a lot of this is all at the, we're at the mercy of the tribe.
So Andrew Adams is the only attorney that can represent the tribe. There isn't any other local attorney, native attorney that can...
No, he is their, the tribe's...
Tribe council.
Yeah, it's up to them, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Eric.
And as for her being there without theirs, I don't know. I haven't heard any of that, but...
Yeah. She said she could lose her, her license if she attended that meeting without Andrew being there.
Could be.
Are we open for 90 days for sure, or...
We are currently, the way that it reads is we are open for 30 days with the renewal for another 30 days, and then another 30 days, total of 90.
So they want to see progress.
Yeah, they want to see progress, and which I hope and plan that we will make.
Sweet.
Yes.
Thank you for getting the roads open, we really appreciate that. Is there anything that we personally can do to help move this forward? It seems to be the tribe, the title companies, and the town, but is there anything that we can personally do to help it along at all?
One thing I can offer on that is that we need to keep the rhetoric down. It does not serve the purpose of negotiations when we have people making offensive statements on social media or otherwise. We need to just keep everything calm. And if everybody could help to do that, that would help.
And I, Siri, if you're going to put out any type of correspondence, whether it's to your legislator or to the title company, if you do it on a unified front, I would include the Bureau of Indian Affairs because they're part of this as well. I've quite frankly had enough of the finger pointing, and you know, back to Bob's rhetoric, doesn't solve problems. It kind of creates them. So I would like, finger pointing doesn't go towards resolution, and that's where we're at. And I think we all want a resolution. I cannot rewrite history. I wish I could. I can't. So here we are at this point. The roads are open. What can we do, meaning the town board, the residents, community members, to help move this along in a peaceful, so that everybody understands, everybody has a common understanding, and everybody has a story, and it might be a different story, but the end goal is to resolve this and keep the roads open. That's everybody's end goal.
Yes.
Greetings, my name's Tim High. Thanks for your service. Could you project a little bit? When you're speaking, we have a fan motor behind us that's adding
that's,
to the,
that's
how
a
you
new
say,
furnace.
Frustration. Thanks.
Sure. Yes, Darla.
Earlier, one of the earlier meetings, somebody asked if some of the landowners could be at that meeting at the tribal center. Is that still possible or not?
That's something that I'll have to check into.
That is something the landowners have to work through with the tribe. And I know previously the tribe accepted a meeting with the landowners present, and I believe, you know, Bridget had been there, and they, but that was many years ago, so that's something that has to be organized with the landowners, with the tribe, and the contact person would be the tribal secretary, Jamie Allen, to go through on anything like that.
Got it.
Okay, any other questions or comments?
Ma'am, this is Sally Furmanek.
Hold on, Sally. Yes, sir.
I have a question.
Just a minute. Yes, sir.
Okay, my question was a bookkeeping question. You've sent a check to the tribe for $60,000?
No, actually, I took one there for $20,000.
Answer my question.
Okay. Yes, Sally.
Matt, is there anything in the contract that went between the tribe and the town specifying when there would need to be a meeting by? Or is there nothing in there pertaining to that?
No, there was...
To make sure that this meeting happens?
Yeah, no, there was nothing in there. Just that I had brought along with the check the request to meet with them, and then their email back to us telling us that they will set the meeting date.
Is there any update? I know that the town had contacted a legal firm, I believe it was in Green Bay, that has experience with tribal matters. Is there any update on that?
No, not at this time. And when we go into closed session, that's probably going to be one question that we may ask our attorney, Greg Harreld.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Any others? Seeing none, we'll go to item number 6. Convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85 per N.E., deliberating, negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business. Whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85 per NG, conferring with legal counsel for the governing body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is or is likely to become involved regarding road issue. We have a motion to go into closed session.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to go into closed session. Roll call vote. Supervisor Hansen?
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb?
Aye.
Chairman Gaulke? Aye. We are now in closed session. Thank you.